to watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious reports, but nothing quite like this.
Jacoby, this may be a weird question, but oh, here we are. Are you the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots?
In my mind, I am.
Does that mean you will be starting against the Bengals?
I mean, in my eyes, I am. I haven't heard anything differently, so that's what I got to go off of.
Good job by Andy Hart.
Hey, Scoop's Hart getting after it.
Pressure in him.
Yeah.
Boxing him around a little bit. Ah, so you starting there, huh?
Yeah,
you starting, yeah.
Turn the lights up on Hart Canned. Afternoons 2 to 6. Good question for Brissett. Classic answer. Brissett seems like the nicest guy, too, which I know you have a small black heart, but for me,
correct.
I feel bad ripping it because I don't want to see him play. I don't want to see him take a single snap.
I don't
want
to watch you.
I don't want to watch you play football for the team that I'm rooting for. But, like, you see him do that interview, and he's in a weird spot, right? Like, he's the starter. Mayo said he was, then he said he wasn't, and it's, like, all over the map. And he has to answer more questions about Drake May than he does about himself.
Correct.
He's just trying to play football. Nobody wants to see him. The only people that say he should play are the ones that think Drake May is going to get killed behind the offensive line. Nobody really wants to see him. But I listened to that whole interview yesterday. Seems like a great guy. He's answering questions the best that he can. He's you know, not throwing the coaches under the bus or anything, but he's like, yeah, in my mind, I'm the starter. Haven't been told otherwise, and blah, blah, blah. So easy guy to root for. Just unfortunately, the player I don't
want to
see.
Yeah, just unfortunately, I want nothing to do with you. I don't want to watch you at all this
correct.
Year. And hopefully that's not the announcement coming
right.
up a little over an hour
but
from
I
now.
But I fear that it will be.
Otherwise, love you. Otherwise,
yeah.
huge fan.
Super cool guy. You want to come over and hang out? Like, that's fine. Grab a couple of brew dogs.
Exactly.
I'm in.
So again, that'll come your way at 2 o'clock. Andy Hart and Christian Arkin. They talked to the quarterback on Mondays. It was Tuesday yesterday because of the doubleheader. But they'll typically talk to the quarterback there, which in very short order could be Jacoby Brissett
mm-hmm.
each and every week. Real quick before we get back into the May watch there, the Panda watch. When it comes to Dalvin Cook, that was one of the big names that was claimed today. And let me know if I'm missing any other ones throughout the league. Or not claimed, rather. He signed with the Cowboys practice squad.
Yeah.
This is a name that we talked about a lot last offseason. DeAndre Hopkins, Dalvin Cook. Are the Patriots in? Could they get these guys? It turns out Cook went to the Jets and was nothing. Hopkins went to the Titans and had a fine year, not a great year.
He had like one great game. Remember he had like three touchdowns in a game or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, I want to say, I might have this backwards actually. Maybe they were Calvin Ridley games that were big against the Titans. I mm-hmm. thought he might have had some big games against the Jags. But yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. With Will Levis just bombing it down the field.
Yeah, he was like an unbelievable game.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. Yeah, he was fine though. Like he had an overall good season,
yeah,
I would say.
He easily would have been the Patriots' best receiver.
Yes.
But we spent all this time talking about those guys. Dalvin Cook, should the Patriots have been interested?
No. I think he's washed. Last year did nothing, and he was with the Jets for 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
He had 67 carries for 214 yards.
Yeah, it's not good. And
that
remember,
was a game for Dalvin Cook back in the day. Like, and he was great.
Remember, they were full on managing yeah. Breece Hall at the start of the year.
Right.
He wasn't healthy, so there's an opportunity for him to get in there.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a great opportunity for him. I thought that would have been a good signing a year ago, have him and Ramondre in your backfield, but... No, I mean, they brought in Gibson.
Should I claim him for fantasy purposes?
Who, Cook?
Yeah.
No. So what is it? Is it just him and Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, Rico Dowdle.
So if you were the 2018 running backs, those guys would have been insane, or 2019.
He was not waivers run every day at noon in my league. He was not claimed today. I did not put him.
So Cook is out and available.
Yeah, hopefully no one in my league is listening, but maybe I'll pop in a claim there
I
tomorrow.
Don't think you want to.
You don't think I should?
Like, who are you dropping? Probably somebody better. Maybe not. I'd wait on Cook.
Okay, wait on Cook. All right, we'll put a pin in that.
He had four really good years, like a lot of running backs. He was awesome for 4 years.
And that is he 30? He's got to be 30.
He is 29, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a 29-year-old man.
Round that up, though.
Well, he just turned 29 this month.
Okay.
He's a fresh 29.
So barely 29.
He might still have like balloons in his house. How recent his birthday was.
So, yeah, you're still telling me don't claim.
I would not claim Dalvin
okay.
Cook.
All right,
that's
all right,
my that's the fantasy brief with Rich right. Keefe.
No free
don't
agent.
Don't touch
budget.
Him.
No free agent budget on Dalvin Cook. On the quarterbacks, we think we get an announcement today, correct? Like Gerard Mayo has to get up there
yep.
and announce it. How do you see it going?
I see him before a question is even asked, him doing his little prepared 1-2 minute monologue where he says, "All right, before anybody can even ask, we're going to go with Jacoby week one." You know, he's been overall the best quarterback. Like, he might, knowing Mayo that we do, he could change. He could go back on stuff that he said. He could contradict himself. Yeah. He could agree with something he said 2 months ago, but not 1 month ago. Like, all of what he says is up for grabs, but I think the result will be Jacoby is our starter week one. And then the questions will be like, you know, how did you get there? You know, what kind of leash is he on? Like that kind of thing. But my guess is it's announced today that it's Jacoby Brissett.
And it's announced before he even gets a question because he wants to get in front of it.
Correct.
I want to announce it. I don't want to get boxed like Andy Hart boxing around Jacoby Brissett. I want to get boxed around. I want to do it on my terms. Hey, we're closer to the start of the regular season. Preseason's in the rearview mirror. I know I told you guys I was going to make an announcement. I addressed the team today. We're going with Jacoby Brissett.
Plus, he has talked about how he's like, when I talk to you guys, I'm really talking to the players. He's like, you know, I listen to what those guys say.
That's true. He's like peeled back the curtain on that a little bit.
He did. I'm like, you didn't really need to say that. But so he understands the game that this is. So I don't think he would go up there and be like, all right, hey, you know, we're down to so many players on the roster and like we're talking about waivers. Like, I think you can get to all those things, but it'd be a little foolish to go up there, I think, and start talking about anything other than the quarterback.
So let me ask you as Patriots fans, you can dial us up 617-779-7937. What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't make the announcement today? How would you feel about it? And what would be the reason? So again, 617-779-7937. My reaction is, if he does not make the announcement right away or at any point in the press conference about an hour from now, a little more than that, that means Drake May has a real chance to start week one. If you're making the announcement today, it could be May. I doubt it. It will probably be Brissett, and you're doing that to show commitment to Brissett or whatever. You're just sticking to basically the plan you laid out earlier this week. We're going to know on Monday night. We're going to address the team. Then we'll let you guys know. And so sticking to that plan. If they don't make that announcement today, I think there's maybe it's even probable that Drake May is the starter, and that's the holdup, because why else would you wait? Why else would you sit on it?
Yeah, no, it means it's still to be determined, and that means that, you know, whatever that committee is, and we keep going back and forth on Elliot Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, Gerard Mayo, T.C. McCartney, Ben McAdoo, maybe the Crafts, maybe not the Crafts. Like, all these different people have a say in who the starting quarterback is going to be. Can't imagine it's unanimous. And so if it's split, do they say, well, we don't really need an answer by today? Like, it'd be nice, but they don't play a game for a week and a half.
It's true.
So we can string this out a little bit. The less exciting answer would be maybe you just got to double check Jacoby Brissett after he got slammed in the game against the Commanders. He did say he was fine.
But either way, that still means it's a little more likely that May would. If Brissett's not healthy, that means it's more likely that May is going to start.
Oh, it definitely does. But I just, maybe they agree that Brissett should, but he physically can't.
We got to
be the one little
caveat. We
got to
make sure that he can.
No, but I think, if they delay this, it's really coming down to the wire. I thought it was crazy that it even came down to the last preseason game. Like, there are quarterback battles every year around the league.
Yeah.
I'm curious how many of them come, like, literally don't know going into the final preseason game. Because usually that's the chance for, all right, the starter's going to sit. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
But this year, they're like, nope, they're playing. Brissett probably would have played more had he not gotten stuffed into the turf.
That's, well, the plan, we know it was going to be more. The plan was a series or two, is what Mayo said after the game. So he's probably playing another series at minimum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel that way. And you're right. Most teams don't let it come down to the wire on this. Pittsburgh hasn't made an announcement. I think they're the only other situation. Maybe I'm missing one.
Did Minnesota say it's got to be Darnold? Right?
I think it's got to be Darnold. But again, that one was by injury with McCarthy. Maybe they're still stringing it out with him and Jaren Hall.
I mean, that'd be crazy.
But
I think it's got to be Darnold. I think everybody else is pretty obvious.
Okay, like, but
the ones that didn't make an announcement, they didn't have to make an announcement,
right?
Because everybody knows who their starter is.
And here's the point: like, the only other reason, besides it's a competition and they're going down to the wire because they really want to see all the reps from Drake May and really give him a chance, is ownership says, all right, it's Brissett. We know it's Brissett. But could you keep that to yourselves so people stay engaged and there's a debate going on around the team and we're building some interest in the team? Because if you tell people in the beginning of August, before we even played a preseason game, that Jacoby Brissett is the starter, there's nothing Drake May is going to do to get out there week one, is one thing for reporters to do that, their own scoops.
Yeah,
it's another for the team to announce it and leave any doubt, and maybe ownership has a say in that. I hope not. And I would expect to hear that Jacoby Brissett's a starter later on today. But if not, look out.
Drake May has
great, great, great news for those of us who want to see Drake May play. It would speak to dysfunction, though, and a lack of agreement within the organization.
Definitely.
Which is a whole other mess. Corey's up in Maine. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, you know what? I was just listening to what you were saying, and I would like to see Brissett start.
Why?
Not because Drake, because even though Drake's the better player, he doesn't have the support to keep him alive.
Well, is it inevitable
he's
then, Corey?
End up getting like, hurt.
Well, so
do you want him to get hurt in the second or third game?
I mean, so the fourth or the fifth game. So then Brissett's going to get hurt then, right? And then it's just going to go to May.
Well, hopefully, what happens is we go to 4, 5, 6 weeks down, and they have done something to that offensive line.
Like what?
Just like Mayo said.
Okay, but like what?
Your starting tackle may not even be on the team yet.
Okay, that's concerning. That is Corey. Concerning.
So like, I just
so you need somebody's scraps from around the league to come in here and solidify the O-line?
Thank
That's
you.
Asking a lot.
I asked this to Curran yesterday. I'm like, okay, I know you think it's smooth-brained, Tom, to say if you don't start week one, then they can't play all year. I know you think that's like a simpleton argument. But I think there's a lot to it. As a simpleton, I think there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
What are they going to figure out between now and week six, where all of a sudden you go from Drake May is fighting for his life out there, he can't survive.
If he dies, he dies.
No, you're right.
Because to now he's good to go, and now we're comfortable putting him out there. You can't do it. If he dies, he dies. But then all of a sudden, now we're comfortable. What changes in the next month and a half?
Well, if you had, so Kendrick Bourne's on the PUP list. If David Andrews and Mike Onwenu were on the PUP list, you could be like, all right, let's wait till the good offensive linemen come back. Like, no, those guys are going to be there. You're filling out the rest of the spot the best you can. So, yeah, I hate that argument because it's just delaying the inevitable.
Right.
If Drake May's going to get hurt right away, what is Brissett going to do? One series last week and had to come out.
Right. Let me add another one. Let's say I don't want him to get hurt, obviously. Let's say he gets hurt like Joe Burrow.
Who, Brissett or May?
No,
oh, May. Oh, then you come back the next year, even better.
Then he's back the next year, and you might be in the, maybe it's an exaggeration, but they were in the Super Bowl the next year, right? Or was that 2 years later?
Yeah. No,
maybe they were playoffs and then the Super Bowl.
Either way, it was quick.
But like Drake May, if he gets hurt, it didn't throw off Joe Burrow.
He's doing fine.
And maybe he gets benched and he's not great like Tua. Like there's a lot of examples of these guys. And I'd also ask everybody, for the examples of quarterbacks who were ruined, Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, we hear those a lot.
I think they suck.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But you must not. You must think if Zach Wilson were dropped into the right situation, Zach Wilson would have been really good. That's effectively your argument. If Zach Wilson was ruined, that means you're actually a believer in Zach Wilson and his talent, and you think if Zach Wilson ended up in the right spot, he would be really good.
So Zach Wilson's
I don't believe that.
No, Zach Wilson has a QB whisperer coach. He is currently third on the depth chart behind Jarrett Stidham and the guy who I like, but everybody told me sucks, Bo Nix. So if Zach Wilson was really that good and there was just a bad situation for him, I'm guessing he's not the third string quarterback with the Denver Broncos.
One wouldn't think. It might take him some time, though, as a quarterback whisperer over there.
I think generally those guys just stink, and that's it. And you can go to other teams and maybe things change, maybe they don't. But yeah, I don't love that argument. And I would say that has become far and away the number one argument to not play Drake May.
Yeah.
And like the last caller is not alone. A lot of people have sort of piggybacked off of that.
Gonna get him killed.
The O-line stinks.
He's exceptionally mobile. He's been nowhere near killed in the preseason, by the way.
So then
Jacoby Brissett got killed.
Yeah, he got killed. So Brissett gets
Drake
hurt.
Drake May's been out there scrambling around, making plays with his feet. He's actually been fine. He's been sacked, so but he's been fine.
When you do throw Drake May in there, like, hey, you didn't win this job, and now you're only in because of injury.
Right.
So we're showing you a great deal of confidence.
Right.
Like, I don't like that either.
Meanwhile, what's the number one situation for quarterbacks? You hear it all the time. They have everything around them. You have a play caller, the 49ers, right?
Yeah.
Sam Darnold last year was a 49er.
How'd he do?
Well, he completed 61% of his passes. Not great.
No.
He did have 2 touchdowns against a pick. Quarterback rating of 85.
That stinks in today's NFL.
Well, it does. And so maybe you'd say that's an example of he was fine. He completed 61 of his passes for the Niners.
And that's with the Niners. That's like the one place that is bulletproof. They have everything down.
So your whether you realize it or not, your argument is if quarterbacks can be ruined, which I don't really believe. People said that about Tua. Oh, you're going to ruin Tua.
He's just got like $200 million.
Tua's
doing fine.
Good. I don't want to call him great. Tua's
good. He's great, but he's good.
You can't play Josh Allen too early. You're going to ruin him. Josh Allen, MVP runner-up.
Yep.
Maybe a couple of times. Oh, you can't play that Justin Herbert too early. I acknowledge maybe a little overrated franchise quarterback. You must really believe that Zach Wilson, if he ended up in the right spot, or Sam Darnold, if he ended up in the right spot, or give me a name, you must believe that that guy would have worked. I reject that. I disagree with that. So we can continue to hash that out. 617-779-7937. What happens if Jerod Mayo doesn't announce a starter today? Does that mean Drake May
Chaos.
Could be the guy?
Chaos in the streets.
It would speak to, again, more disagreement, more misalignment. Again, I'll start going towards the word rift more and more.
Oh, boy.
If they can't make an announcement today, when it was basically promised we were going to get an announcement today. Do you think the amount of voices in the room have delayed picking someone?
I think it's a complex decision. I don't know if it would be even easy for, you know, with Sean Payton sitting here, a very experienced offensive coach. It's a kind of a complex decision. Is it doing anyone any favors by having it drag out? I don't know what kind of damage it's doing. I don't even know if it's dragging out. I mean, you have an eight-year veteran and a guy who made 30 college starts. You have an offensive line that can't block to save its friggin' soul. You've already said you're going to make a project of the kid that you're bringing in. He's well ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned, but still, he is a project. And you just ruined a quarterback by shoving him out there and taking all his goodies away in his second year in Mac Jones. It's a fait accompli. I mean, to me, we're kind of waiting on white smoke, but we already know who the Pope is. It's going to be Brissett.
So I was current yesterday.
Pope Brissett going to get announced today?
Pope Brissett.
He could like be a Pope. He's like an unbelievable guy.
Yeah, great guy.
So a couple things Curran said in there,
yeah,
and he's like, I'm not sure if they're really dragging it out. I would say they are, only because every other team in the league has announced their starter, including Sean Payton.
I mean, that's exactly how I feel.
Sean Payton announced his rookie, who got drafted well after Drake May, my guy Bo Nix, as their starter. So he had a real quarterback competition. Now, the two veterans he had on the team weren't in the league as long as Jacoby Brissett, but still they've been in the league, Stidham and Wilson. And then he went with Bo Nix. That was one of the more drawn-out competitions. And still, what, you get him by a week in counting? I think they announced that. So just about every team in the league. Maybe it's Pittsburgh and the Patriots that you're waiting on right now to see who the starter is.
So, right. So you can say, I don't even know if they're dragging it out. Well, they are. By the rest of the NFL's definition,
right. You're
dragging it out. Do you think it's doing harm? And if so, what would that harm be? Because I have one.
What's the, I guess I don't know what the harm is.
Just division. Like, the longer you wait, the harder it is to align behind that quarterback and get behind that decision.
Yeah, I get that part. Like, how much confidence are you showing in the moves? Because you eventually make the move because you had to make a move, but is the rest of the team looking at it like, hey, this is definitely the guy? Or especially...
Well, there's just more time for guys. I mean, they're probably doing it anyway, even after the announcement, but there's more time for guys to be like, who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be this guy? Oh, you're an idiot for thinking it's that guy. It's the same thing we all do.
Yep.
On the radio, and callers do, and fans do, and we all talk about it. They're doing the same thing. So it allows more of a chance for there to be a split.
Yeah.
So when you go with the other guy,
right,
whether it's Drake May or Jacoby Brissett, there's division there within the team, and it makes it harder for everybody to pull in the same direction. That would be the harm.
Yeah, I guess. It also seems like if you go with Brissett, you know you can go to May at any point, and then you can still write it off as though that was the plan. But you can't start Drake May and then go to Brissett, because by no means was that ever the plan, ever intended. And we're still talking about the Brian Flores, Tua Fitzpatrick yo-yoing. Also, long-term, there really wasn't any harm.
No.
But what happened was they replaced Brian Flores with an offensive mind in Mike McDaniel, and that's what fixed him. So if Mayo screws this up, I don't have a lot of faith in Van Pelt getting the most out of this rookie quarterback on his rookie contract. So that, to me, remains to be seen how they can figure that out.
Okay, two things. Number one, there's a Keefspiracy on the text line.
Ooh, what do we have?
Pats are banking on Jacoby getting hurt.
Oh, geez.
So they fall back on May wasn't ready if he's not good when he starts. That gives them some leeway. Also, go to the Patriots Twitter.
Patriots Twitter?
And Brian running Twitch today. Maybe you can as well. They've just posted a picture.
Uh-oh.
It says, 7 looks good on you, at Jacoby Brissett 12, winking emoji.
Wink emoji. Wow. And by the way, that uniform doesn't look great. And it's not a Jacoby Brissett issue. I don't care for the all blue with the racing stripes on the side.
I don't like any of their uniforms these days. I know people don't like the blue on blue. I don't like any of it, quite frankly.
I'm with you. I don't like the helmet, but that's really neither here nor there. So 7 looks good on you.
There it is. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, it's right there.
Jacoby Brissett.
Is this even, I don't want to take away from the conspiracy theory, but is this even a conspiracy theory? This is just...
Do we even go to the press conference?
I mean, do we even need to? Brissett starting.
Is it even necessary? So it's a number change. So for those who have been paying close attention, Hawkeyes He was wearing 14 in the preseason games, right? So this is an official number change for Jacoby Brissett. Yes.
Okay.
But the timing of it is strange. But so, he has now changed to number 7. Who was number 7?
Do you think they're like, I don't know. Do you think they're not, I'm so bad at this. Despite doing the Dong Report for years, I'm so bad at this. It wasn't Zappy, right?
D. Brown famously was 7.
That's a good point.
Was Zappy 7?
Jaylen.
Jaylen Brown now, famously, mm-hmm. a 7.
I put that out there, and I was real nervous. I was like, if I screw up Jaylen Brown's number, yikes.
Yes, because my D. Brown jersey, dust that off now. It's a Jaylen Brown jersey.
Yep,
it's the best part. But no, so it is a number change for Brissett. But
so do you think they were sitting around, social media team was sitting around today, and they're like, hey, we don't know the announcement, but how can we screw with people?
Nice job on the Twitch chat. Thanks to everybody who said Juju Smith-Schuster was 7.
There you go. So that's recently available.
Also, no shame in anybody, including myself, for not knowing that, because he made fewer than 7 plays while he was here.
So do you think the social media team was just screwing around? They're like, we don't know, but let's have some fun. And we're tweeting about a number change, but it's going to get a lot of traction because it's a quarterback decision.
Yeah, this certainly doesn't confirm our thought. I don't think it confirms it. I think he's legit. Whether he's the starter or the backup, he changed his number, and it gives them something to tweet out. Mm. Now, the real question, so you think this confirms it?
I mean, I already felt this way.
I mean, I'm not sure how much of a tight ship it is over there. So, maybe.
Didn't you already feel this? Like, we all expect it's Brissett.
What do you think the... What do you think the responses are?
Oh, great. Let's pull them up. I don't know.
10 looks better.
Nice.
Suggesting Drake May.
Burn.
Is he starting? With all due respect to nobody wants to see this blank. Enough.
Now,
this
let's
just confirms it.
Let's
so he's starting.
Let's reiterate what you said again, Keith. We feel bad because, you seem to like Jacoby Brissett.
Nice guy.
He sounded very nice yesterday with Heart Canned.
Yep.
Here on WEEI at 2 o'clock.
We need like a canned recorded preface where every time we talk about Brissett, we're like, he's a great guy. Seems like a great guy. We'd love to hang out with him.
Yeah,
we'd love to be friends with him, but just don't want to watch him play.
I couldn't watch him for 1 second this year without gouging my eyes out. Right. And I mean that in the nicest way, but I couldn't possibly imagine watching you even for one play.
Here's a good response to that. Yeah. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if y'all went 0-17 this season. That's nice. Would have been nice.
Yeah, but who's that person a fan of, though? Check their bio. Or is that a Patriots fan?
It's not. No, the guy's name is Baker to Evans. So I'm he's pretty committed to the Bucks at this point. This one
he was
is
a Patriots fan until about 2020.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
This
a
one
former
is
Patriots fan.
Agreed, but he's not QB1. This person said, as long as he's on the bench, it looks great.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Somebody S. Reed said, hopefully you don't have to see him take the field. Praying emoji.
Wow.
Somebody said, please, 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 please do not start this man.
And bringing the Lord into it, I feel like, really is like now we're going to
some guy just far. Straight up said, burn the navy pants, which I would agree with.
Wow. That was you.
Yeah, bring back the silver pants.
Yeah, I mean, make sure he gets out of the pants. I'm not suggesting light him up. But, one guy says, celebrating our backup quarterback is awesome. So anyway.
You don't put stock in it?
No, I think he just officially changed jerseys today. Maybe after the cutdowns, they allowed players to change jerseys if they wanted. He's probably the only one who did. And then, so they tweeted it out.
Okay.
I mean, I thought all along he was going to be the guy,
same.
But I don't think after not telling anybody and having a planned press conference, I'm sure they're like, hey, social media guy, don't put this out.
What a dastardly move if it is Drake May.
It didn't say QB1.
Throw you off the scent. No, it just said the new number looks great on you. Which until
seven
you said it.
7 looks good on you at J Brissett 12. By the way, the handle. I mean, obviously you can't wear 12 here, but.
That's his Twitter handle?
His handle is at J Brissett 12.
Is at J Brissett taken? Maybe we could squat on that.
Or J Brissett 7.
Yeah, what did I say? That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. J. Brissett 7 is what I meant to say.
Grab that, and then we can go into negotiations with him.
Yeah,
he's getting $8 million. He can throw a few of it our way.
Yeah, worst case scenario, at Jones and Keefe goes down again on Twitter.
Yep.
It's a backup.
Follow us at J. Brissett 7 on Twitter, wherever you get your tweets.
Just make sure the Twitter account's at least 21 years old.
Yeah.
True.
If you're a fan of the new program, follow us at J. Brissett 7 on X. 617-779-7937. That would be a way to throw you off the scent of the Drake May decision.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Gerard Mayo does what he wants. No leaks here.
Maybe the first question would be like, hey, we just noticed on Twitter there was a Jacoby Brissett number change. Is he the starter?
What's going on with that?
What?
Huh? What took so long with that? Let's go back to the phones here. Paul is in Rhode Island. Hello, Paul.
Hey, my man, I want to congratulate you on you and Keith on your show.
You've been celebrating?
You know, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Good, good.
At home.
Thank you.
Where my wife and kids sleep. Yes, sir. Listen, we don't have to be disturbed about Jacoby Brissett. We shouldn't have to be disturbed. But I have to say this.
Okay.
You know, we have three quarterbacks for the next 5 years that we probably don't need to draft. We have two mobile quarterbacks, and we have actually three. But you know,
no, we don't.
That we got burnt before, and this is the reason why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is because we got to stop with this Mayo and Van Pelt and this and that. You know, we're in fourth, aiming for third. Who gives it? Who gives
careful.
A script?
Yeah. Careful, Paul. Yeah. Easy.
So it's so we're the Patriots are stacked at quarterback.
Where my wife and kids sleep. Yes, sir.
I think he was throwing that in your face, Keith. That's what I think he was doing. I think he was throwing his kids sleep.
You think that was a shot at me?
I think I was a shot at you and your parents.
One of my kids does not.
Yeah.
Many years ago,
oh boy,
Carolina in the Bruins won 7 games. I don't want to be in that participation.
So frequent caller to the night show. I'm glad he found me here midday.
Yeah.
That'd be Paul. I know he called you in the afternoon
Typically I would. Yeah. He would call in afternoons. Yeah. I would hear him on my drive home.
Yeah.
With you.
And usually like at 8 o'clock, he would sound like that, and you'd be like, "All right, that's fine. It's 8 o'clock. It's 12:30.
Well, it's a big day.
Liquid lunch.
It's a big day.
Yeah, it's true.
Jacoby Brissett might be the starter.
There's a decent chance. It's more probable than not that Jacoby Brissett is named your starting quarterback today.
He's pregame in Mayo at 1:15.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, get excited for that.
It's a big Wednesday. He heard the corn, "Are you ready?" at the start of the show.
You think,
yes, I am.
You think he's ready for the RFK Jr. story coming up about 10 minutes
from now? I don't think anybody's ready for the RFK Jr.
Yeah,
story.
You might need a few pops.
You've heard
a few
things about RFK Jr. This is a new one by me. I had not heard this one.
And again, this is not the bear story.
It's not the bear story. You're thinking, oh, these guys finally caught on to the bear story.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's a different story.
No, not the bear
story. It does involve a creature. How about this? I don't want to give it all away.
He's a bit of a Teddy Roosevelt. He's an outdoorsman.
Kind of.
I know he's a Kennedy, but he's a bit of a Roosevelt as well.
He is a little
outdoorsman,
bit.
Yeah.
Two power families. But he is, not to give it away, but the animal we're referring to, bigger than a bear.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Narrows it down, but it doesn't give it away.
Yeah. And it would prefer to live in the ocean than space.
All right. Now you've said too much.
Well, how do you know? Did you talk to it?
That's true. That's a good point. In fairness, I've never been to space.
No, you have not.
That was how I chastised Kyrie Irving back in the day. I'm like, how do you know the Earth's flat? You ever been up there? You ever seen it?
He's like, no.
Yeah. Although, counterpoint, how do you know the Earth's round? I've never been up there.
Yeah, that's true.
And there could be big animals bigger than a bear up there.
I would assume there are.
Very possible.
Yeah.
How about Shane in Plymouth? Hello, Shane.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Hey, listen, you guys were talking about Flores and Tua. I see this going similar route here, from the Thundercat opening press conference to the burning some cash lines. Mayo seems to just be digging his grave from day one. And I think 0-17 is on the table, the way this is going, mishandling the quarterback situation. I think, I don't know why they brought him in. I know he had a deal, but I'd like to look into that a little more. But I see him bringing in Daboll next year as an offensive guy to resurrect May.
What was that?
What do you guys think of that?
Was that well,
also Keith?
What do you got to ask
Keith, please? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just say, Keith, I'm loving the top 50 movies on the Dork podcast.
Oh,
and waiting to see if my movie, Captain Phillips, is going to make the top.
Did you know this?
Don't
want to give too much away, Shane, but no Captain Phillips. Captain Phillips did not crack
it. What about Jones' favorite movie, Hocus Pocus, starring Bette Midler? I do
like Hocus Pocus.
It is almost Hocus Pocus season, Shane. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to the Dork Podcast.
Did you know Shane was actually on that ship?
Oh, he was? No,
yes.
I didn't know that. How did I know that?
I didn't know if he's called you before. Shane, I believe, I'm not...
He got taken over by pirates?
Somali pirates, yes. I'm not sure I'm
he
up
did?
On... I'm not sure I'm up on all the nautical terms,
Look
but
at
I...
me, sure.
Yeah.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
He was there in real time?
He was on that ship.
When that guy said he was the captain now?
Maersk, Alabama?
All right, now you're doing too much.
Yeah. He's I think it was, yeah.
That's outrageous.
Nautical term, I think he was second mate? Shane, don't yell at me. I think he was the second mate.
Second mate. That's nothing to sneeze at.
They took Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
And he, Shane, was the captain now.
No. We just heard that guy was.
Well, but he was saying, I'm the captain.
Acting pirate.
No, I'm the captain now.
Now.
Because right, he's right. saying it to the other.
That's intense.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for pirates. No, we don't talk nearly enough about pirates. Mm. We're always like, oh, aliens and, you know, big feet. Pirates.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't get to them.
We don't talk about pirates.
That's good. You know what?
You know who loved pirates?
You know
the
what?
Great Mike, the great Mike Leach. Rest in peace. Yeah, the coach. Remember from like Washington State and then was it Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Loved pirates.
Really?
He had like pirate memorabilia. He was like a pirate expert.
Mm-hmm.
Guy knew more about pirates than maybe anybody.
They have a word. They have a special word for the
swashbuckling.
Not the booty, but there's another word for like their treasure. Blumens or something like that. There's another word for
Never heard that.
Like the onion.
Oh,
it's like
onion.
It's like something like that.
That's not bad.
Mike Leach. Yeah, you know what, Keith? Now that we're reunited as a program, massive oversight.
Pirates.
For so many years at nights, massive. We could have market cornered on pirates.
Yeah. We just somehow, it's a blind spot for us.
So no spoilers, but that's not in your top 25
movies. Captain Phillips did not make the top 25. So what we did was we did a top 50. We did 50 through 26 last week. And now this upcoming weekend, we will do what is our top 25. But no Captain Phillips, no Hocus Pocus. Apologize to everybody. But he did.
I don't even want to hear your Halloween power rankings.
I'll get there.
Don't ruin Tier Tuesday for
Tier Tuesday in October. All it is going to be
I think some would say Shane already ruined it.
Maybe he did. But Shane also talked about he thinks Mayo is like setting himself up to fail or whatever, or like he could be a fall guy here. I disagree completely. He referenced the Thunder Buddy thing, right?
Yep.
Which was funny. I think Kraft loves Mayo so much that everybody around him would get fired before Mayo did. He's like, 0-17's on the table. You're probably right. It is on the table. He'd survive that.
I think in a really bad scenario. So I largely agree with you. I think he's pretty safe. But if they went 0-17, that's hard to come back from. Do you think Van Pelt could be here a year?
Yes.
Like he could be gone after
Dude,
a year.
They've had four offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Yeah,
so they could be five.
So that I agree with. And maybe that speaks to Mayo's job security. Like if somebody's going to go, it would be Van Pelt. Isn't that crazy, though, that we all think he might have a bigger say in who the quarterback is?
Yes.
The guy who could be gone in a few months
It's brutal.
Is picking your quarterback.
That's
foolish.
But he was also the 12th or 13th choice for this job, so it's not like they're, like, thrilled to have him, but they're like, he's the de facto guy.
Doubloons? What did I say? Bloom? I said Bloomins?
You said Bloomin' Onion.
Doublooms.
Yeah.
Doubloon. Is it Doubloon or Doubloom?
Oh, this guy says Paul Skeens is a great pirate.
That's true. Oh, Neil Cruz playing center field.
Yeah, they're
6'7". I don't know if you caught that yesterday in the grab bag.
Tallest shortstop ever.
Yeah.
Libby Dunn, great pirate.
Who was that?
Libby Dunn.
Libby.
Well, she's an LSU Tiger pirate fan.
Well, she's indirectly. I don't know if you saw the Fanatics Fest. She dressed up as Paul Skeen. She's a pirate.
Right. Oh, I did not see that.
Relax, Belichick.
Hey, at least I'm closer in age to her.
Yeah, no, you're like fine. You're fine.
Relax,
you're fine.
Belichick.
Yeah, just settle down a little bit. No, but I think I would almost map it out like this. Van Pelt's only guaranteed one.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Wolf is only guaranteed two.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo's guaranteed at least three.
Wow.
That's how I look at it.
I don't know that any of them have quite that long, but I think I would agree with your power rankings and who has the most. I might go Wolf. I might go Wolf over Mayo.
If it came down to it, I don't think Kraft would side with Wolf over Mayo. I'd be really surprised.
Aren't they siding with him on the quarterback?
We don't know yet.
Well, we don't know, but I have a feeling. If you're watching on twitch.tv/WEEI, this is a good way. This is actually a good way.
Mustache Libby Dunn.
This is a good way.
Leave that on there.
No, bring in some Twitch traffic. This is actually a great idea. Libby Dunn.
Maybe a different picture.
Quite an outfit.
Yep.
What a revealing outfit.
Well, the
on
Fanatics
Libby Dunn.
Pants, they were see-through pants. So there's actually, it's not. Not that crazy.
That's a good point. You want to tune in right now on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You do not want to miss this revealing outfit. Meanwhile, if the Patriots made a waiver claim, they didn't make a waiver claim, right?
No, it looks like the Panthers they claimed five players off waivers.
The Patriots had four. They claimed two tackles.
Oh, they did.
Well, stop me if you don't recognize any of these names.
Hit me.
Curtis Jacobs.
Nope.
They got Curtis Jacobs?
Demontre Jacobs.
Wait a minute.
No.
Eric Johnson and Zachary Thomas.
All right, here's my conspiracy.
They didn't know Thomas.
Who was who. Yeah. They're like, it's one of the Jacobs, so I claim them both. They're like, I don't know which one it is. I don't know which one we want. So I'm sorry, Nick. Two tackles and what else?
A linebacker and a defensive tackle.
Got it.
All right.
I said Zachary Taylor Thomas. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Zachary Ty Bryan.
Both great on Home Improvement.
I was crossing over my Home Improvement children. Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was supposed to be like the it guy.
Oh, if you read Tiger Beat at that time.
Yep,
he was everywhere.
Face was everywhere. You thought he was going to be, I think he might have played Tom Sawyer in a film. The great literary character, Tom Sawyer.
Hmm.
Or maybe he was Huck Finn. I don't really remember.
Maybe he could play RFK Jr.
You hear this story.
I think forthcoming role.
I think he was in some, son-dad comedy with Chevy Chase.
That sounds right.
Man of the House.
Is that what it was?
Man of the House?
Yeah, it might be.
I get that and Getting Even with Dad with Macaulay Culkin and Ted Danson mixed up.
Getting Even with Dad.
Ted Danson's mullet in that movie should have gotten an award.
Off the charts. Yep. No, those are good ones.
Man of the House?
I don't remember that.
I don't think that's what it's
called. No, it's worth a shot, though. No, this RFK Jr. story is... he is now...
Man of the House.
RFK Jr., though, Jones?
if we could.
The nerve, Jones.
Like, honestly, he's now... Maybe he already had, but he's crossed into the territory of you could say anything. You could make up, like, an Onion article about him, and I'd be like, that happened.
That's in play.
That probably happened. Okay. Anything goes with this guy.
Not the bear story.
No, that's yesterday's papers.
But it's an animal. It's bigger than a bear.
It lives in the ocean.
And it doesn't live in space. That's next. Couple updates here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, before we get to RFK Jr., which you're going to want to be tuned in on Twitch.
It's pretty wild.
.tv/BostonWEEI for any wildness.
Yep.
But a few updates on the Patriots. Number one, they tweeted out earlier this hour that 7 looks good on you, Jacoby Brissett, with a winky face.
So he switched from 14, which he was wearing in the preseason, to 7.
Still hasn't switched his Twitter. He's still 12 on there.
Yeah.
But is that an indication that Jacoby Brissett could be the starting quarterback? You're going to hear Jerod Mayo coming up less than a half hour from now when he hits the podium. You'll hear it here on Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, the Patriots have made a number of waiver claims. We told you about them right before the break. Curtis Jacobs, a linebacker. Eric Johnson, a tackle, and then two offensive linemen, Demontre Jacobs, Zachary Thomas. Zachary Thomas, 6'5", 305, went to San Diego State. He was with the Rams. Demontre Jacobs is 6'6", 315, was waived by the Broncos, I believe, out of USF. I just backed out of it.
All right.
So those are their claims.
So
and then,
what, two offensive linemen,
yep.
two defensive linebacker and a D-tackle or D-end?
Linebacker and a D-tackle, correct.
Okay, D-tackle, yeah.
So that's what they've addressed.
So they're going to have to dump four guys. That's the other thing. So we're looking at the initial 53. We were talking about, all right, well, you got 7 wide receivers there.
Mm-hmm.
You probably need to make room for, or probably knock one of those guys off, I would think.
So how do you do that?
You have free up spots.
Some of the linemen could probably go, offensive linemen, and probably one of the receivers.
Yep.
So that's the other shoe to drop. And then someone they did cut, Bailey Zappe, claimed by the Chiefs?
Kansas City Chiefs. So he goes to the practice squad. So behind Mahomes right now is
I'm sorry. So he wasn't claimed. He's on the Chiefs practice
squad. He signed to the practice squad.
I see. Got it.
So behind Mahomes right now is actually Carson Wentz. I know it's hard to keep track of where Carson Wentz is these days, but he is the backup. I believe that's all the Chiefs have on their active roster. It's not like they're carrying a third. So I guess Bailey Zappe would be the de facto third quarterback with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, fourth on the Patriots, third on the Chiefs.
Moving up in the world.
It's a good move.
Not bad.
Good move for Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, it is.
I like it. So there you go. That's the latest with the Patriots. We should get to, however, though.
Yeah, this is wild.
The latest on RFK Jr. The latest animal story involving RFK Jr.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, did you hear this about RFK? And I'm like, before you go any further, you're talking about the bear story? Where he's like living inside a bear, for God's sakes? And you're like, no. And then this is the brainworm guy, right? Or the
correct. Yep.
Which now you're kind of figuring out how that happened. He's messing around with animals so much that easily
they're trudging animal carcasses all over the place.
You're like
worms are going to crawl in your brain.
Tom Green and Freddy Got Fingered, where you're like he's inside the animals, where he's like wearing the deer carcass.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
he's
so
like Bear Grylls the time he slept in the camel. Yeah, so you don't want to do that.
CBS News had yet another story as it relates to RFK Jr. and creatures.
Okay. One of the most intriguing things about this presidential election cycle is the bizarre stories that keep resurfacing about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The latest one comes from a 2012 interview with his daughter, Kick.
Oh, let me stop right there. I was unaware of Kick Kennedy, but I kind of like the name.
I wasn't aware of her until the same reason this story resurfaced. I wasn't aware of her until she was, romantically involved with Ben Affleck.
How about that? Ben Affleck moving on quick.
Real quick.
The ink isn't even dry on the divorce from J-Lo, and he's out with Kick Kennedy now?
Kick.
Who's, like, in her 30s, right? So it's not like a Belichick situation, because Affleck's 52.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
She, I think, is 36.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, not in famous people world, that's nothing.
That's normal.
Yeah, it is.
That's true. 15, 16 years, in everyday life, that's
Kick
a big gap.
Kennedy.
Kick Kennedy.
Now, I'm not going to have any more kids. I had a surgery to prove that, but no, Kick Keefe. I'm kind of pissed I didn't think of that.
Kick Keefe sounds
is a
nice.
Kick-ass name.
That sounds real nice.
Kick Keefe.
Kick Jones. A lot of people would
Kick
say,
Jones.
I'd like to do that.
I was like, where's the line start?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I don't like that name so much.
She recalls a story from 1994 about a whale that washed up on shore near the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport, Cape Cod. Kick says when her father heard about the animal, he grabbed his chainsaw, packed the family in the car, and drove 5 hours to get to the scene.
So they weren't there.
Time
they
out. Didn't no, no,
like,
no.
It wasn't like at
no,
the beach house.
They were in New York.
They were in New York, heard about a whale being beached, and
Kent!
He's like, get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get
we
the
gotta
chainsaw!
Go.
Get everybody pile in the minivan,
chainsaw.
We're going.
Yeah. First instinct for him, chainsaw. I'm gonna chainsaw the whale.
How else would you cut into a whale?
I don't think I would cut into a whale.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you wanted
I'm
to, how
such
would
a good
you?
Samaritan, I'd push him back in. I'm like, hey, you got a big fella?
Yeah.
It's clearly dead.
What? Breathe!
Easy, big fella!
Breathe!
Dumping like cups of water on him.
Breathe!
He's gone. Keith, he's gone. He's gone.
Just jamming your arm in the blowhole. You're like, I heard there could be a golf ball in here. I saw that happen one time.
That's true.
Let me see, get it out of there. Bring it back.
Is anybody here a marine biologist? Shouldn't like the whale carcasses, don't they end up, other creatures probably eat them and that's how like life carries on? Or no?
As somebody who watches a lot of Shark Week, they die all the time in the ocean and the big great whites, like the really big ones, 14, 15, 16 feet.
Yeah.
They get lazy and they'll feast on dead whale carcass.
That's right.
Carcai. I also think they've been known to like just explode. If they're
I'm sorry, what?
If they're yes.
True like
story.
Like in a movie when a car goes off a cliff?
You know the yeah. Like 21 Jump Street.
Like, what happened
everything's
to that
like
car?
Blowing up in the background.
Filled with dynamite,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. No, well, so there was a famous story out of Oregon. I'm sure you've talked about this, where they blew up a whale carcass. That backfired.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
But then they all the gas inside these things, it builds up in the heat if they're washed up on the beach, and they will just explode. Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
In her words, he, quote, ran down to the beach with a chainsaw, cut off the whale's head, and then bungee corded it to the roof of the family minivan.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He's like, we're not done here. We're taking this back home.
Yeah, what do you think to do what with it?
Honestly, this might be a dumb question. No, well, that's actually a good question. This might be a dumb question. On a whale, where does the head start and stop?
Great question.
I feel like it's just one massive creature.
Do whales have a neck?
I'm going to say no. I know that's controversial.
I'm definitely going to say no.
No neck.
I'd say probably at the end of the baleen. You think this is a whale with
good use of baleen?
With baleen?
Yeah.
Probably.
Up to like the top fin or the side fins.
Yeah.
I think that's the scientific term.
that's where the neck.
That's where you cut.
Yeah. If you were going to like.
So like the whale's like mouth. You want the entire mouth and eyeballs and like the tongue.
Well, yeah. What you don't use for scrimshaw.
I think you want to have all that up
and
there.
And then
yeah.
you bungee cord it to your car. This really happened.
How many bungee cords do you need to lock in a whale head?
16. Seriously.
What a family trip.
I mean, this is pre-Cheryl Hines. He wasn't with Cheryl Hines yet at this point.
Just imagine the terror on the way there. Never mind on the way back. I'm not sure they address it in the story. Let's see. In the video here. If they don't, I'll catch you up on what was going on.
What?
We can save that for later, Nick.
For the drive back.
What is happening?
I've heard this all.
It gets
podcast.
Better.
Yes.
For the drive back, she told the interviewer, we all had plastic bags over our heads with mouth holes cut out. And people on the highway were giving us the finger, but that was just normal day-to-day stuff for us. She was 6 years old at the time.
Oh, my God.
And here's the kicker. Why did this resurface? Because Kick Kennedy is now allegedly in cahoots with Ben Affleck.
Yes.
How do you like that? Yeah. Time's a flat circle.
Oh,
no, somebody's asking
full
on, the,
circle, yeah.
on the text. No, the math adds up. I was saying Kick Kennedy's in her 30s. He was like, if she's 30, how old was she in this 1994 story?
Yeah.
No, she was 6. So she's 36 now, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But my Lord.
So he had the windows open in the family minivan with a whale head.
A whale head bungeed to the roof
while
the guts were coming back into the car. But they were wearing, like, you were at Blue Man Group. the plastic bag stuff.
Just the stinkiest Gallagher show ever.
I kind of love this guy now.
Yeah, and now at least you had the courtesy to cut out the mouth holes there so they could breathe.
They could breathe.
You're sucking in whale juice.
It's not crazy.
People are giving him the finger.
I love that.
It's just all over the highway, you know, 84.
Now
they're
what?
Bombing back down to New York
now
on 84. The whale?
Yeah, what do you do with the whale head? That was your question. Like, where?
Got to be mounted in like a. He's probably got like a log cabin. Probably mounted in like a log cabin. Deer.
Remember that time I killed
moose,
a whale?
Yeah. Antelope. Whale.
Like, you found that. That's a glorified roadkill that you've decided to add to your house.
But yeah,
well, so I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun.
Get the chainsaw. Let's go saw up a whale.
So I'm wrong. So he wouldn't have a deer and a moose and an antelope and animals like this rhino head.
No.
Roadkill. It's all roadkill.
It's just raccoons and possum.
Squirrels.
And a whale.
There's like 30 squirrels.
Every squirrel I've ever seen on the side of the road.
It's like, you need another squirrel. honey, do you need another squirrel?
Yeah, not a lot of people have 40 squirrel hanging up on their house.
40 squirrel and a whale.
Yeah. Well, one whale
people,
head.
Have people over to the hunting cabin. Oh, that's how it looks. What a story.
There you go, RFK Jr.
Honestly, if he hadn't already backed out of the race, he'd have my vote. Yeah, this would bring me over to his side.
Fun fact about me, I'm RFK the third.
Really?
Did I just blow your socks off?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's RFK Jr., you're RFK the third.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm not his son, but just saying.
What's the F?
Francis, for me. I don't know about for him.
Francis.
Yeah, Francis.
Nice.
Frankfurt. No, Francis. Fluoride, actually, is my middle name.
I do. Kick Keith does sound nice,
Kick Keith, kick ass.
That's good. It's really, really pops. So there you go. Let's get to any more Patriots news here. Gerard Mayo still on the way at 1:15. I imagine we're going to get the Patriots starting quarterback news there, so that's next.